From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Guy Raz.
And I'm Melissa Block. The unemployment rate fell last month to 8.6%. That's a big drop from October, but everyone agrees it's still too high. President Obama and congressional Democrats are pushing to extend a payroll tax holiday set to expire next month. Economists say if it does expire, it would hurt job growth. Just last night in the Senate, two bills to extend the tax cut, one from Democrats, the other from Republicans, both failed. NPR's Tamara Keith explains why.
The outcome wasn't a surprise. Democrats want to pay for an extension and expansion of the payroll tax holiday with a new tax on income over $1 million. That's a no-go for Republicans. And to get a filibuster-proof majority, Democrats need some Republican support. What's more surprising is what happened with the Republican bill. Here's Minority Leader Mitch McConnell describing it on the Senate floor yesterday.
Our payroll tax plan would institute a three-year pay freeze on federal civilian employees, including members of Congress. It would also reduce the federal workforce gradually by 10%.
McConnell said Republicans would put aside their misgivings and support the payroll tax extension. But when their own bill came up for a vote, a majority of Republicans didn't support it. It seems that while the Republican leadership is on board with extending the tax holiday, rank-and-file Republicans aren't so sure.
There was a lot of pushback on the payroll tax holiday.
Jeff Flake is a Republican congressman from Arizona, and that was him as he walked out of a meeting this morning of the House Republican Conference. There, he says the leadership gave members the following message.
We've got to do something, and if you think we can get by without doing it, you're crazy.
Well, Flake, and it seems quite a few of his colleagues, disagree.
I just think they're wrong on this. I think they're wrong. I think they're wrong.
While you might think there isn't a tax cut Republicans don't like, many say they're uncomfortable with a payroll tax holiday because those taxes are tied directly to Social Security. Others question its value as an economic stimulus. Scott Garrett is a Republican congressman from New Jersey.
There are better ways to grow the economy, create jobs, and have more money in their pocket than some of the ideas that the Democrats have and the president has suggested so far.
Which is a pretty big contrast from what Speaker John Boehner said yesterday.
I don't think there's any question that the payroll tax relief, in fact, helps the economy. You're allowing more Americans, frankly, every working American, to keep more of their money in their pocket. Frankly, that's a good thing.
When asked this morning whether he expected resistance from House Republicans, like what surfaced in the Senate vote, he said,
I would hope not.
A conservative blogger this week wrote that Republicans were getting outmaneuvered by Democrats on the payroll tax. Democrats appear to be watching all this with glee because they feel like they have a winning issue here.
What is it that the middle class did to the Republicans that they are taking it out on them so harshly?
House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
The Democrats put the heat on passing the payroll tax cut. And that disarray may be a result of them feeling the heat. The American people know that this is about fairness.
It's a bit of a role reversal in the Capitol, where it's usually the Republicans who have this simple, easy soundbite about how the other guys want to raise your taxes. This time, it's the Democrats who can say, if this tax holiday isn't extended, the typical family will lose $900 in take-home pay. And while the fighting continues in public, behind the scenes, there's word a bipartisan compromise is in the works. Tamara Keith, NPR News, the Capitol.